Land trusts are important nonprofits that help landowners with conservation, and Palouse Land Trust hopes to bring more awareness to the work they do around the area. NWPB's Phineas Pope reports from Troy, Idaho.
There's a lot of good ways to start off the week on a Monday morning, but none come close to a beautiful hike through tall grass and pines. We're hiking on a conservation easement property known as Judy's Trail. Places like these exist because of agreements between landowners and land trusts to protect properties from development. Ava Noor-Cocking is the community land steward with the trust.
We try to keep the Palouse looking the way that it does and as beautiful as it can, because that's what we love about it.
Judy's Trail, located in Troy, is named after landowner Judy Lalonde and is managed by Palouse Land Trust. These easement properties, like the trail, create spaces for nature and wildlife preserves, and that's the central focus of Palouse Land Trust. Levina England is Palouse Land Trust's executive director. We drove out to Troy together from the Land Trust's headquarters in Moscow.
So we are just outside of the city limit in Troy, Idaho. We're getting out of the vehicle here down along a grassy meadow just off of a county road, and we're adjacent to Big Meadow Creek.
Palouse Land Trust monitors their properties annually. It's to make sure the terms of the easement are being upheld. On the hike, England points out a large colorful kiosk the Land Trust manages to help visitors familiarize themselves with their surroundings.
So this kiosk is telling a little bit about the property. It has a map showing where we are and where the trail is. There's some stars on the map that indicate where we have some interpretive signs.
Judy's Trail isn't paved. The tall grass is mowed over, creating a narrow path that leads to tall trees. England says it was intentional to feel connected to nature.
The plan on this trail was to just have it be where you're in a space that you just feel connected, where you can just stop and you hear the bird song and you can just find that respite in being next to a flowing stream and a forest community.
Abby Evans is a junior at the University of Idaho majoring in conservation biology. She's an intern at the Land Trust. The nonprofit partners with the university for students like Abby to gain real-world experience in the field.
Abby, what are you seeing?
Just lots of nature. It's super fun out here. It's a really nice day. The sun's not out too much. Just lots of native plants and trees.
The trail winds up a hill and ends up at a wooden structure. It's been used by visiting schools for field trips. Here's England again.
The tiered steps that you see in front of us are basically the classroom seating for a presentation, where the backdrop is the natural setting of which we're visiting today.
England says the organization is an outlet of a community vision that started from a grassroots movement. People felt like there was a need being unmet for land conservation. England says now that need is being met.
We're really having an incredible impact, and it's on the shoulders of community members that believe deeply in the mission.
Reporting from Judy's Trail in Troy, Idaho, I'm Phineas Pope.